Clicking on it. So awesome. Thank you so much, guys, for joining me today for this Leader Spotlight. I'm very, very happy having Irina and Peter from Bulgaria here with me. And it will be an exciting conversation. I'm really looking forward to it. We already had some talks beforehand. And yeah, it's a lot that this couple is holding for us. So a lot we can learn from them, not only for the individual Lifebook Premium offers, but they're also working with companies currently. So this is super exciting. Thank you for being here, guys. Would you like to introduce yourself quickly so we get a better knowledge also about your background, where you're coming from?
Thank you also very much for invitation and for...
Thank you, Alina, for having us today.
Sure. And having the chance to contribute to the Lifebook community.
Thank you. So yeah. I heard you both are coaches in Bulgaria, is that right?
Yeah, actually we started in 2006 as coaches. There were three coaches in Bulgaria. And actually, we, together with one third person, pioneered the whole coaching industry in Bulgaria. Now there are 700 coaches because of that. So we're very happy
certified.
Look at this. Awesome.
So we're very happy that in Bulgaria there are so many coaches. And
what we mean by that is that we established the Bulgarian chapter of the ICF,
the International Coach Federation.
Yeah. And this was like an unplanned 7-year volunteer work to create the industry. It was not planned to be that long, but we were happy.
It was a
calling, you know, something comes to you. And we were very passionate about it because we thought in a post-communist country where you were told what to do, to open the space for a new industry that asks questions and is present for you while you're exploring, or at least for clients when they're exploring.
Revolutionary,
huh? It's like a pure revolution. So we thought we had the vision that this will impact not only business, because we positioned it to the business first. This was the target market, because business has requirements, goals, and they will extract the best from coaches, and it will push coaches to develop further and faster maybe. And our vision was that this profession will gradually be introduced in other fields, not only in business, in government, in education, in healthcare. And it was just very it was nice that when our child we had our son, and he was he was 3 or 4, and we went brought him to swimming lessons, and we heard that the guy there was a swimming coach, and we were like, okay,
look at this,
yes,
starts paying off.
And then there was even one deputy prime minister who called me personally and who said, I also want to become a coach. And I said, wow, really?
That is awesome. It was very, and look how many people you had an effect to, right? So 700 coaches that you started or inspired to grow in Bulgaria. That's awesome. Wow.
It was very, very new in Bulgaria. For some reason, it was non-existent before that. We had no explanation why, but we just turned out to be like the right people, the right time. And we decided not to wait for somebody else to do it. So it was a tough but very satisfying journey, I would say.
To do things that touch the mind, the heart, and the body of the people. And we thought that coaching is one of the professions that really touches the DNA of the country. And if it impacts, it will have a more global impact on the economy and performance of the people, and so on and so on. But on the way, we found out that there is a missing part. It was missing part in us personally, and it was a missing part we see even in the industry. And the missing part, we were looking for it for a long time. And it was the human itself who is behind the role, behind the coach, behind all that. And for us, that was even more important than the coaching itself, because we also personally did a lot of personal development work on us, and we saw that this has a bigger impact even on our clients. And gives inner power when we work.
It's not like doing coaching on somebody, but being to be in order to be a true partner for mm-hmm. with the other person. And in our case, we work with CEOs only in our individual work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these are people on enormous, with enormous amount of pressure on themselves. Mm-hmm. And unless you are very aware of yourself, I personally don't believe you can be a really good partner for them, because they have blind spots. And if you just, I don't know, because they throw you in different directions, and if you just listen to what they say and agree, this is not gonna be, it's not gonna be very helpful for them,
right? Yeah.
They need an honest mirror, and for in order for it, for you to, for us as coaches to be honest mirrors, we need to be very clear where is our stuff, so as to be able to find where is the other person's stuff and address it in a helpful and productive way.
But we definitely can only... there was a missing part, and we saw this missing part in our clients, in the CEOs, and we saw a missing part in us. And even because we worked so much, we pioneered the whole industry, we worked in our company and all that, and we were working. But at one moment, I remember after 6 years of working, we found out that Irina and me are just friends. And that was crazy, because...
with very long lists of tasks.
We just sleep in one bed, but we are like friends. And I said, that cannot continue like this. That's crazy. I was just pushing myself. Just even my health started to hurt. And since 2013 till 2018, actually, we were in a search. And we started to build some puzzles around love relationship and all that stuff. But it was like small puzzles, small parts of the puzzle.
You have a lot of small pieces, but they're scattered all over the place. Mm-hmm. And you basically, and we are very organized. We love to model things and, you know, to with lateral thinking, to take things from other industries and implement them in what we do. And we just couldn't, you know, grasp the whole thing, put it together.
This is
our problem in a way.
And in 2018, I think it was, I remember Irina is sharing to me, okay, let's have these business visions and let's do this with the country and all that stuff. And I said, no way, Irina. First the personal life, then the business life. And I'm not making even us one step before we have a personal vision.
Yeah. And it's very challenging to work together.
And it was because I said, I sensed with my body that I would not have any power to go to the next level if I don't put attention on me.
Yeah, and you can only take a person as far as you went yourself, right? So this is also what I heard from you, Irina,
exactly.
Before. So it really sounds like this was bringing you to Lifebook in a way, was it?
Yeah, exactly. We didn't know at that time about Lifebook, but exactly when it's like I felt a commitment within me, Lifebook appeared at that moment. That was very interesting.
But I think it was the next year, it was 19.
Yes, but after that, I started to search something, and then Lifebook came, and I said, no way, that's it. Yeah. And awesome. This is because even our company is called Dreamers Do, Vision into Reality. And when we saw Lifebook, which is actually Vision into Reality of a whole life, and that was like, wow, that's it. It's like it totally fits our concept. And since that we purchased, and first we did it with 100% commitment and a whole summer. And it was, I understood that there's something bigger here.
But this thing about how to structure your whole life was missing. And we knew this thing about balancing work-life balance is something is totally wrong with us. Because, at least we haven't seen many people who have achieved it in a way of balancing two things. But you know what was needed apparently was integration, but there were no clear recipes. And what we saw also in business, when Peter said that something was missing, we saw with our clients. So we were working with these CEOs, and they were hyper successful with their companies. We even had clients with 26% 26 times increase of their profits. And we're like, wow, you know, but there was something missing
yeah.
and it was driving us crazy. And when we saw Livebook, we said, wow, this is it. It all also all of a sudden everything clicked, because everything
all
went
full
circle. And I think that this is something really important about Livebook, that at least the way we view it, it's not a personal development program. For us, it's the very foundation. So for the way we position it to our clients is that if you want to have a sustainable, growing, successful, conscious business, you need a stable, sustainable foundation, and Livebook gives exactly that.
And one
and
more
this
thing.
Is the very foundation of this, and without this, everything is like shaking. Even if you achieve like big business success, everything is really unstable.
We saw people who are managing more than $100 million dollars, euro actually, and they said when they're 55, they said, I don't know why I'm doing all this. Do I do this for my mother or for my grandmother, or why I'm doing this? I feel lost. And you can sense that this whole center is missing. And the second thing, we share position actually Livebook, and this is what we believe it is. It's like, because many people say, but there are another courses and another courses and so. We say very simple things. Today, the information is not scarce. You have huge information. The problem is how to organize that information and start working for you. And because even I...
And also how to filter it.
Yeah.
Because there is a lot of crap out there.
Exactly. Yeah, and what is it that I need?
And the second thing is that you need, we call it an operating system. It's like the computer. You have operating system like Windows, like the Apple operating system, macOS. And then you have the applications, the Microsoft Word, the Microsoft Excel, the Zoom, and all that stuff. Yeah. So Livebook is the operating system that holds all that. And based on that operating system, you can have application on investment, application on parenting, application, everything from mind value you can even use. But you need the operating system to be stable, because I found friends who actually purchased mind value and didn't take even a course. Because the full package they purchased, because they didn't pass first through Livebook. And we can see that they didn't have, like, let's say, neurons or how to say.
Not a structure to fit the courses in, right?
Exactly, to accept all this new knowledge that is coming.
We often use the metaphor of that Livebook opens like 12 drawers.
Nice.
And when you have them, when you know which they are, you can fill them in and you can consciously start searching information on the different subjects and in the different categories.
Otherwise, you feel chaos.
But you, even if you're very passionate to develop yourself, you go find something, pick one thing, throw it, then start another thing, and it's all over the place. So you get lost in the end, and you feel like sometimes, at least I felt like, we've done a lot of things, but why am I so lost then?
And finally, when we saw John and Missy about the love relationship and all that stuff, it was enlightening, because we found out, oh, we need to have a practice of date. That's totally new reality. Come on.
It's not that we didn't never heard of having a date before, but it...
not like a practice.
It was... I think they added a totally different layer of meaning to the whole thing.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, that was totally opening, door opening, and maybe that's part of our motivation, because actually, even by now, we have studied on three continents. We have invested in pure raw knowledge, more than 400,000 level, which is 200,000 euro. And still, and we have searched for couples, and still we know the couple, John and Missy, which are really giving us the operating system. And we know about another couple, which is inspiring us. This is Tony Robbins and Sage. And we have one third couple, which is more spiritual couple, singers, Deva Premal and Miten. And that's it. And we cannot still find role models. So it's why I'm sharing all this, because I can really see, I don't say that they're not other couples, maybe, yes. But we haven't reached them. Mm-hmm. And the whole point is...
And I also wanted to add to this, it's maybe there are many couples, because we've been like holding a magnifying glass and looking mm-hmm. for, you know, whenever we saw a couple, what's working, what's not working, how do you work together, you know? Mm-hmm. And so the whole thing was of great interest, but so we are not saying that there are no such couples just like John and Missy, mm-hmm. but it's a different thing to be conscious about it
mm-hmm. and to share
it's
it
totally
also
different and thing. To share and it. To be able to transfer it to other people, that's yeah. a whole different game.
Yeah,
definitely. So, definitely
yeah. Just to clarify that,
that yeah. brings me nicely over to how are you sharing your passion, your yeah foundational yeah, insights that yeah. way. So you already mentioned before that you really like to share within your coaching sessions, within your Lifeboat Premium sessions. So I was curious, how many people did you guide already?
Yeah. So first, maybe mm-hmm. by now, maybe we shared that because in order to sense where our motivation comes from. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we don't want people to have this pain of 15 years looking for a solution or 5 years looking for how to mm-hmm. deal like how to develop their love relationship mm-hmm. and here our big motivation came from we understood that we have something to share through Lifeboat through the system, and then we have something to share through our experience, but then even our bigger motivation was that if we are leaders in this, we will start working even on a deeper level with us. Mm-hmm. And this is what happened. So actually working with people, we started to go deeper within the 12 categories. And this mm-hmm. is the best fruits actually of that.
And we in a sense do it for ourselves.
Yeah, in a sense we're doing it for yeah. ourselves in order mm-hmm. to really commit to know, have no escape actually.
Yeah.
But really awesome. To commit.
Really clever.
Really knock it in.
Yeah. yeah. And then concerning your question, regarding your question, actually, this is why we came. Actually, by now we had one Lifeboat Premium program mm-hmm. Where there were 28 people. Out of these 28 people, 24 people were couples. So there were mm-hmm. 12 couples, actually. Mm-hmm. And that was the Lifeboat Premium. After Lifeboat...
And it was an open group.
Open group, yes, mm-hmm. open group.
We gather people from everywhere.
Then on the Mastery Bootcamp, we had 12 people. There were six couples, so mm-hmm. no, all of them came from the first to the second group. Mm-hmm. And then we made a third module, which is, we can call it the execution. So mm-hmm. if the premium, we called it our vision, life vision. The second is from vision into action plan. Mm-hmm. And the third is the execution, actually.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
And what we found out that this third part is absolutely critical. It was missing in our thinking at the beginning. And that's why maybe we didn't have so much energy to inspire to the third level. Mm-hmm. But actually, we connected very much with the energy of John, that actually it's like all the energy, all 12 categories at the end, they need to go to this accountability session. And then this accountability session is making the whole difference, the whole mm-hmm. difference. And so there were three levels. One mistake for us was that, for example, for Bulgaria, we understood, maybe this is not valid for the other countries, mm-hmm. but for Bulgaria, we understood that on the website, we need to put these three levels from the very beginning. Because mm-hmm. this is setting right expectation to the people, and they're not surprised when they second level, when there is a third level, mm-hmm. and they know from each level what they got. Mm-hmm. So this is one thing that we will do in the future. This is something, a lesson for us. At least the Bulgarian market is more open to see the whole picture, and then there's more trust, and then go. Maybe mm-hmm. for the other countries, it's not like that, but for Bulgaria, it will work like that.
Or at least this is the way we see it, that is better for our type of clients, mm-hmm. Because it turned out that in the process we were developing, you know, this, we decided to do this second and third level in the process, mm-hmm. and it was like we need to resell another two levels. And it's much better when people know it from the very beginning. At least for us, it's going to be much, much easier.
Because one of the obstacles is for us is one of the challenge was really to uplift, because the first level was so full that people felt that it's enough. That's so much.
Even overwhelming for some people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We added two modules actually that maybe we'll extract them. They were developed from us, these two modules about connecting with the personal mission and connecting money with the 12 categories of life. And it's very simple session actually. There were actually 12 breakout sessions through Zoom where we ask the people, what is the connection between money and health, money and emotions, money? And they were discussing, but it built so much energy that at the end they connected the 12 categories with money and they understood that the life book has huge impact on money, but they needed to process it seems after that. So in the next stage, we believe that these two sessions about the personal mission, about money and life book, will put them on the second stage.
Because it was the 12 categories in themselves are really like a full-fledged program. Yeah. And adding these two sessions, this is like, for some people was more than enough. They didn't feel the need to go on. And we feel that... this needs to go to these two sessions need to get out and be in the second.
So to feel more hunger to continue. Yeah. We're just sharing our lessons with you.
And that's awesome. That's awesome. So what I hear is that you, with these two sessions, really, lit the fire in them to use what they learned throughout the 12 categories to use it for their business.
So is it that for their life, not only for business, personally, they connected the personal finances and the 12 categories. It's not the business finances, the personal finances, that just the topic of money, because especially in Bulgaria, the topic of money is like so much negativity there is around the topic of money. So we wanted to show them that absolutely this is part of the abundant life. And it's very interconnected.
Interesting.
So this is thing. And we added even fourth module because there were lots of couples and we, because we had some expertise in the conversations, Irina actually studied personally for the coach who was working with the vice president of Apple, Angel Arons. And we had the chance, but we used this knowledge only for the business. And we said, okay, why not use it for the couples? And then we created.
Good morning.
And
why not? Because it's a very powerful knowledge, very powerful know-how. And if it works to make millions, why not
for love?
Why not using it for our daily conversations or in the love relationship or in our relationships with our kids? Anybody who's important in our
life. We created such a love relationship workshop with conversations, which was building on Johnny Missy, to see how they deal with the current life. And there were even couples that would even one step of splitting.
They were at the brink of a divorce, basically. Yeah. The woman told me, I'm ready to move by New Year. So,
and when there was a Johnny Missy and all the life book, they started to process all that to align their life, to align their missions, to align everything. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And then when we added also the love relationship workshop, and then everything clicked. Mm. And now they work together, they live together, and they are on a totally different dimension.
Awesome.
And this is. Why I'm sharing this, because maybe people, life book leaders can find other products or services that can really supplement, add value towards the additional. Mm-hmm. And it's really very precious for the clients. And from another side, for us, it's additional revenue and also part of our passion. So it was like four modules, life book premium, life book mastery, execution, and love relationship. This is what we developed.
Yeah,
and then one of the couples actually, which was so inspired by all that, actually, that she was a CEO of of a financial company. And she said, oh, we need to do this for our team, maybe okay. the Livebook Premium and the Livebook Mastery.
Uh-huh. It's one of our clients. We've had, we worked with them for, I think, 15 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have a background story with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a background.
Long history of trust.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then we decided, but we cannot start with maybe with Livebook Premium. We need to start people somehow to align because mm-hmm. they need to align like approximately 45 people around their goals and all that stuff. And we have the idea that we can start with just acknowledging what they already did on their 12 categories of life. Mm-hmm. So, and that was very powerful for them because we didn't start from something what you don't know. We started from something you don't know. We just built, put some structure.
Yeah.
Awesome. And we don't know, but we put some structure. So it's mm-hmm. very natural, very organic. Mm-hmm. And it was working very well because people saw that they're already working on the 12 categories of life. It was not structured in that way. And that started to build belief that, yes, we can go on the next level. Awesome. And that was the first thing. And then we start made a session to align the personal goals mm-hmm. with the business goals mm-hmm. In order to start seeing the interrelation between that. Yeah. And then that was like primary sessions, preparation mm-hmm. sessions. Mm-hmm. And then out of that, we said, okay, who wants to continue to Livebook? And there were just maybe 2, 3, or 4 people who didn't want to continue.
I think initially they were around 50. And I think that 50. Five people dropped or something like that.
Now there are 42 people who decided to participate. So it was mm-hmm. not a push through inspiration. Actually, we did it. And 33 people, that's very interesting. 33 people, they wanted through facilitation. We will be the people who will facilitate them and mm-hmm. the videos of John. Mm-hmm. And there were 9 people who decided to do it only with the videos of John, which is okay for us because we want something we sense that it's like different, there are different conscious level. And mm-hmm. some people are just not ready to receive more. I mean, it would be too much if they experience it also life. It's like the change they need to maybe to make in their life would be bigger. And we just felt that this is organic. Some people want more, some people want less. That's okay.
Of course, when you say they want more, then it's your facilitation you're talking about, right?
So more is our facilitation, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
See. Mm-hmm.
This is, of course, our assumption that how they feel might not be the case, but just to maybe to clarify, when we say facilitation, we do with the group, we have 4-hour sessions.
Wow.
And in each 4-hour session, we go through 2 categories. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty intense. And we have a lot of, not a lot, but we try to have at least 2 Zoom room discussions mm-hmm. Among the group members for each category. So it's a very intense process. Mm-hmm. And to basically to say, okay, I'm going to take this precious 4 hours of my work week. Mm-hmm. And put them for myself. I think that
one time per 2 weeks.
Once per 2 weeks. You know, for some people, maybe it's too big step because work is such a priority, and we very often don't put ourselves as such a high priority.
Interesting.
And it may be just difficult. This is our own explanation.
Yeah.
We don't know whether it's 100% true, but this is our feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with this, so you already mentioned that to your client that you have this long history with, you entered into the corporate field. But I'm curious, how did you find these 12 couples and these 4 individuals, I think it was, in the first place for your first program? So do you have a specific target group? How do you reach them? Could you share more about these parts?
Maybe first I will give the general picture and then Irina will give the sales picture because she was calling the people.
Awesome.
From general picture, because we are working now with CEOs and dental owners.
We have 2 markets.
Because we want to reach more people on the in the dentist industry, we decided to do it more with dental owners. But we found out six or seven?
Eight.
Eight dental owners, most of them couples. Mm-hmm. And actually, we decided that we'll not have more power now to, because we were doing also lots of other things to attract more people from dentist industry. And then,
because it was a short notice, you know, we had to have the program by June or July, something like
that. It was very short notice.
It
was very short notice.
Mm-hmm. And Irina actually decided that she will call also some friends or people who know, and she will share her process actually, which mm-hmm. might be interesting for you. But I found that it's really very important to have a target group mm-hmm. Because she called to one person who was not out of our target group. And it was even a director of bank mm-hmm. Here, not the CEO, but
in a bank.
Director in the bank who doesn't know our prices because our prices in the business are higher than anyone in the industry. Mm-hmm. And it was very interesting that this person, maybe she will say the story, we're sharing this because the participants, the Lifebook leaders can see when someone is your client and someone is not your client. Mm-hmm. So when she was not our client, what she said?
She said, "You are asking me for 2,000 leva for this personal development program."
Really?
And this is a person, she's worked on herself quite a lot. Mm-hmm. Just by this sentence, I just immediately knew she was not our client.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She didn't fit the avatar of our ideal client. She might have worked on herself. Mm-hmm. She lacked the curiosity mm-hmm. That's required for this kind of process and the commitment to mm-hmm. learn more. She was like inboxed in this. Oh, how much money it is.
It was not the money itself that was problem, mm-hmm. but it was, you can see the mindset was like, oh, this is too high. Mm-hmm. And so there were people who are not CEOs in the program. Mm-hmm. And that's why that's one of the reasons we to keep it at this low price. And they came, actually. We wanted to open to more people. But most of them were CEOs and entrepreneurs and mm-hmm. dental owners. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. something our like target group. We want to continue in this target group mm-hmm. because we see that even one person to be out of the target group, mm-hmm. We need to change the prices. So mm-hmm. it's very, very important to have a target group. This is what we decided. Mm-hmm. And then to commit to that target group full mm-hmm. force. But it's open to dental owners, CEOs, and entrepreneurs.
I would be super curious, why is it dental? And if you're willing to share how much you're charging for the course, that might be also interesting.
It's very simple. Uh-huh. We believe that if 1,000 dentists start to serve in a more conscious way, nine patients per month, we will reach 1 million in Bulgaria and change the experience of 1 million people in the next years, by 10 years.
Wow. And
so our dream and vision is that, and this is 1/6 of the population of Bulgaria. We are 6-7 million.
So it's a critical mass. And mm-hmm. just as a reminder, Bulgaria, in all EU statistics, is the mm-hmm. saddest and the most cynical country. So because our company is just the two of us. So we are also, when we work with clients, we don't do it for the money, mm-hmm. but we are always looking, okay, so are we a good fit? So can we serve them? But also how this work can impact the bigger environment.
Yeah. Wow.
Because this is our way to contribute.
And for example, with one of the people, the CEO, actually the current CEO with which we're working, the corporate client, mm-hmm. actually they're touching the life of every fourth person in Bulgaria because they're working with the financials of every fourth person in Bulgaria. With other companies, we're touching the every third or fourth person again in Bulgaria. But through dentists, we're doing it on a very personal level. Mm-hmm. And we decided that if we focus this energy, we'll do this. But we see also that, I don't know how we can reach 1,000 people through Lifebook, but we see that Lifebook has a huge part in this transformational process, because without touching the human being itself, it will not be sustainable. This is absolutely clear. And we see it even in our client with which we were 15 years together, 15 years. Yeah, some of the years they were doing it without us, and that's okay. And they had huge results, huge results. And they're the leader in their industry. But the point is that we started to see, and we prepared the CEO for very high profile negotiations. Mm-hmm. But we saw that when she added the life book part, the 12 categories, this dimension, the human being, which is so big, we started to see a different person, a different human being with a different power. Mm-hmm. And even she started to see that. And that's so powerful to see. So I don't want to lose the next 15 years to work just for the business. I just see it's hugely important part of the whole transformation. So that is so much needed now.
Basically, the short answer to your question, why dentists, is mm-hmm. because dentists, it seems like this is a profession that fixes your teeth. Mm-hmm. But actually, they work not only for your dental health, but also for the smile, the confidence, and the sense of self-worth, if you will, mm-hmm. and the sense of happiness of people. And we think this is so important. And
super powerful.
And especially if more dentists go through this program, we believe that they will be able to see patients from a totally different angle and mm-hmm. see what the real contribution of their job is. Mm-hmm. Right now, what happens is that sadly, they're looking more at the teeth,
not at the human
rather
being.
Rather at the human being mm-hmm. that's in front of them. And yep. they're missing out huge business opportunity out of this as well. But that's another topic. And this is in a nutshell. Yeah.
And I'm also a son of a dentist. And I can imagine
his brother is a dentist.
How if my father was knowing about the 12 categories of life, my life as a child would be totally different, totally mm-hmm. different.
Yeah.
And so this is now what we can serve more people, they to have different families and different life and mm-hmm. really impact the smile and the confidence of the country. That's the core idea.
But this is about dentists and about our other clients. But in fact, you know, from the very first moment when I saw this program and we were going through it, and I was like constantly like mumbling to myself, this program should be taught in kindergartens. You know, we should know this from kindergarten. Mm-hmm. Just can you imagine what life would be for mm-hmm. all of us mm-hmm. not to get aware when you're 40 about your finances, that something is terribly wrong, mm-hmm. or not to go through a lot of suffering with your partner and not knowing what to do, how to do it, how to approach it. And as I often joke, even in the program, that, you know, all these categories, the first five categories that are for ourselves as an individual, mm-hmm. and then the rest of the categories, the parenting, the relationship category, the finance, even work, which is so, you know, we focus so much on it. They all come without a manual. Mm-hmm. They all come without a manual. And we just dive in life and become parents and we marry and, you know, everybody swims as much as they can. Mm-hmm. So basically we're, you know, we don't even know what we are doing very often. Yes. At least I can say it for myself. And this program, I think it's a huge breakthrough for humanity.
Yeah.
And if it can be somehow introduced at a very early age, definitely it's cool. Continued somehow. I don't know whether universities are the right type of platform, but definitely in school and kindergarten.
But it all starts from us.
From each of us.
Yeah. So this is like rather a vision, but I was just imagining how life would be totally different.
Maybe we had experience also with, yesterday we talked about several millionaires in Bulgaria, mm-hmm. which the whole life is crushed. Mm-hmm. Like they just were going on business, no other life, and that's it. And even
work,
there was
work, until death.
And one of the people was a millionaire actually in our program. And he said a very powerful sentence. Do you remember is that Mr. Duma za качествена стандарта? She will translate it.
He's an architect, very successful one. And he said something very interesting. He said, I just realized after this program that I have a very high standard of life, but very low quality of life.
Wow.
So this was like, When I heard this, I was like, wow, this was just
eye-opening.
Really eye-opening for all of us.
And we asked him, what's the difference now for you? And he said, now this is impacting all my business, and I'm not doing anymore the most standard architectures. Now I'm totally expressing myself and making totally different designs. Now he wants to make one of the most beautiful building in Bulgaria.
Futuristic.
But he was inspired from Livebook.
Awesome. Wow. And yeah, I just love what you were just sharing. You really transmit this energy of, okay, we have this vision and just imagine we can have an impact. And guys, if we just work on it, I love it. I really love this motivation and this fire. So already, thanks so much for sharing this. Super interesting.
Thank you, Elena.
So inspirational.
Thank you,
Elena.
Awesome. Thank you.
We can share also the other part, because maybe people might be interested of the prices and the revenue.
Elena would also be happy to share the sales part, definitely, because this is actually what is needed, right? How do we get the program out so that more people get aware of it, and so that we have the impact that we are dreaming of?
One thing we saw is that we saw that one of the challenges that we wanted to meet is that the price of 843 euro, it's like this in Bulgarian level, 843 euro, we saw it's low for the value that we deliver.
Was the price you were charging?
Yeah, it was 843 euro per person, and the second person was for free if they're a couple.
Is it with VAT?
Without VAT.
Without. Mm-hmm.
And actually what we decided, and that was even feedback from the participants, first, that the second person, if they're a couple, it's better to pay 50%. Because there'll be more commitment, because there were parts sometime from the program, during the program, one of the person from the couple was saying, oh, I don't have so much time now, the next time, and all that stuff.
Typically the woman pushes the man.
There we go.
So we decided that if there is more commitment with money, then there will be more commitment even with action. Mm-hmm. So the next time, definitely we will have 50% for the next person if they want. Another thing we are planning is that maybe we'll make something like preparation module or something like this, which maybe we can give a price, let's say 100 euro, 150 euro. So from this perspective, to increase the profit from the whole program, and we'll sense, and maybe we can decide even to increase the price here. Now we kept the price here because there were not only owners and CEOs. If there are only CEOs and owners, it will definitely go up. So this is again about the target group. If we really decide to go only to the CEOs and owners, the price will go up. I don't say just from a profit perspective, I say from value perspective, that price under 1,000 euro, I don't think it expresses properly the value. And the value, the real value, is because this is the operating system of life. It's not the application. It's finances is okay. It's parenting is okay. Yes, love relationship, even courses are okay. But if you don't have the operating systems, the application cannot function in the best possible way. So having the responsibility of delivering operating systems to the people, you can see there are not many operating systems in the world. It's Microsoft and Apple and one more, and one, two more. So the operating system is something very, very precious. This is what we need to communicate to the people. So this is one thing about the prices of the Livebook Premium. Second, we can continue on the second part. We decided to put mentor sessions with additional price. I don't remember
during
exactly
the mastery part. Is that the second part, the mastery part where you
in the mastery part? Yeah, we decided to put additional sessions.
It was like, I think, 60 euro per session.
60 euro per session, yeah. Maybe we can put also such 60 euro sessions, 60 euro price in the first part. Because we saw that it supports people to integrate and to process.
That was very, very valuable for people.
Very valuable, very valuable. So this is something. But we will do it. We will show on the website the whole three parts of the program, and we will explain from the very beginning that, and it's very logical. You have a vision, Then you have from vision into action plan, and then we have execution. But this is again on a testing phase. Maybe it will not work, or maybe it will work for the other people. I don't know, but we will experiment with this.
And also we tweak it all the time. You know, we change it all the time. So we explore, we see how it works, and then we have another thought. So
we try to receive all the time feedback from the participants, and we transform on the way. And on the corporate project, it was good because first on the previous sessions, we made revenue, and then just for the Livebook Premium, the whole project is 23,808 euro. So per person, it's like 568 euro without the Livebook fee, which is $200. So they paid directly the Livebook fee to the Livebook. And for us, it was per part project. So we opened to them that one session is 3,980 euro. This is what we told to them without VAT. And we told them that this is a promotion for them because they're our old client. Otherwise, it is 4,980 euro. And we always do this with pioneering projects because we are learning on the way. And maybe on the corporate projects, what I will do the next time, the session will be not 4 hours, but 5 hours, because they have huge value from breakout session discussions.
So how are you structuring the corporate sessions currently?
So there are two categories per session.
They're basically the same as the open group.
But we are starting with reflection 15 minutes, where everyone is sharing what is the small step that they did from the previous time, like accountability. And then what is the next small step that they will do? And then the intention for the current session.
And this allows them to arrive really in the session, because everybody, there are a ton of things going on. And they need to, you know, to really land in the session and really go, you know, notice their successes or notice what they haven't been able to do. So this works as a stimulator for next time.
And they know that the next time we will ask them what's the next step. So they start to think what will be the next step. So it brings responsibility and accountability. And then we have the premise. And the premise we split in two parts, the limiting beliefs and the supporting beliefs. And then we have breakout session 15 minutes where they discuss the aha moment. And then we continue with the vision. And in the vision part, we added a small thing which we think builds lots of energy, which is the first part is acknowledge what you already did on this category, where you already are successful. And then on that, imagine what would be the vision if you really nurture that category.
Awesome.
And and then at the strategies section, we have also a breakout session, 15 minutes, where they have aha moments. And during the whole delivery, actually, we are sharing really our limiting beliefs on Bulgarian field, really our supporting beliefs that we were building. And we're sharing about John's. So we are enriching their map in the mind from different perspectives, but they see that we are really on the journey. It's not that we are ideal, but we are on a journey.
So it's not like we are teaching them.
So it sounds really relatable, so that you show, hey, exactly, we are on the same journey.
Yeah, they see that it's not just John because he's in the States and all that stuff, but this stuff is really happening here in our country. And as a country, we have beliefs also about money, about love, about everything, about health. And we start to process that. And this is very, very valuable thing. Actually, from coaching perspective, we even say that this is the highest form of coaching, where even you don't, you ask questions, you listen, but you're also role model. We call it the highest stage awakening, which is you awaken through your example. So we are conscious about what we are doing. And we believe that this is very, very precious. And I can say that even this is pushing us. I before every session, I'm really collecting all my mind, what is in my mind, and discussing with Irina, and really tuning our 12 category life book and going to the next level. So we are using it as an energy to go ourselves to the next level.
And it's different for
and actually I'm sharing my life book and Irina's life book, so it's ours, so it's so personal, and that's why I think it's very, very valuable.
And I just want to add that we are doing this for every client. So it's not like, oh, we've done it once, so we know it, so we're going to sing our song for the next client. No, we're not doing this. Mm-hmm. We go and like every time we review this again, and every time we add a new thing. We also in the sessions have some physical exercises, like we dance and we stand up and we do 10X exercises, and we give people high fives when they share something really vulnerable and... So things like this that give additional boost of energy to the session, that it's a pleasant experience. It's not like something that they're like watching their watch and, oh, wow, what you're talking about, you know, let me get to the real work. Yeah. So we're trying to do this, but just going back to your previous question about the ideal client, because I think it's really important. You ask how we decided and why dentists. So we started with dentists. It was our original intention. After we graduated from LifeBook, we were certified. I think we had like a month or something. It
we
was
had
very
a presentation
short.
To them.
Yeah, yeah, it was a very short period that we had to have a group. Mm-hmm. And we were not planning on having a group. And so we had to collect the group real quickly. Mm-hmm. So we had a presentation that we planned before that for dentists. So we said, okay, we're going to focus this on the dental market, for the dental market. So, but we had only 8 people. And we said, and I said, wait a minute, this something is wrong in this picture. This is not right. Because because we're talking money right now. We just discussed the numbers and the revenue, but the thing is that we entered this program like for 15 years, we've been invited in all sorts of programs to facilitate and to coach and be part of this program and that program. And we never wanted that. Mm-hmm. We wanted to build our own thing. But when we saw LifeBook, we said to ourselves, this is something we've been looking for. Mm-hmm. And we also like to the way we work and the way we approach things is that we always like to step on the shoulders of giants. So if somebody has invented it, why bother and why trying to invent the wheel? So John and Missy have done amazing, amazing, super, super valuable work and a revolution for humanity in my view, in our view. And we said we just cannot miss this. We mm-hmm. not that we want to do this, it's not that
we have to
or somebody is pushing us. We cannot not do it. Mm-hmm. And so it was like...
I just want to say that at the moment there was the certification opening and all the money that we had at that moment, because we made huge investments at that time, all the money we had was exactly the amount of LifeBook. And we just committed and then we said, okay, we invest everything. And from somewhere, from some other clients, money will come, but we need to invest now.
It was to the last penny because we had other investments and it was crazy and it was not totally unplanned. And I remember we were sitting at the desk here and Peter was looking at the website and, are we doing it? And I'm like, you know, going to all over the place. And I'm, because I know in my soul that this is right to do it.
But the fear of investing all the money.
But this is not the first time, let me tell you. And so of course, I mean, and I was like, at a certain point, I got irritated because he's asking me, are we doing it? Are we doing it? And are we committing to it? And I'm like, you know, why are you like in my mind, why are you even asking me? It's of course we're doing it. But it's a little bit scary when you have 2 little kids and kindergarten to pay and school and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it's not our first time. We've invested a lot of time.
And
like
you got it back, huh? So you figured you're
time's over. And this is
you
maybe...
see, just this project is 24,000 euro actually.
So we believe in the huge potential of this, but our original intention was that we got in this program in for ourselves in the first place. Mm-hmm. And then when we went through this and when we saw what's going on in the world with COVID and, you know, the inflation and all the economic crisis that is looming in the world right now. Mm-hmm. And now even you see there is war and the insecurity is
huge.
Mm-hmm. And people, it will be very difficult for people to handle that much pressure. And so one of the reasons why we said we need to do this program, we need to get certified
and even to more people
and spread it to more people, is that because we felt, oh my goodness, you know, the next 10 years will be hell of a time because of the economic recovery that's planned for the next 7 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. And people will definitely need a very clear center, a very stable foundation where to put their life on. You know, with COVID, we all saw that it is shaken all 12 categories, mm-hmm. you know, and send them in the drain, basically. So if you're not prepared, this storm will crush you. So we basically thought, well, if we know that there is such a resource, and we know we can deliver it well to people, we know that this will bring enormous value to their lives, not only to their business, but to their lives. Mm-hmm. We really need to do this. Yeah. It's out of our concept until now, our thinking, but this is just so huge and so big that we thought, well, we really need to do this, something about it. And so when we saw that basically we have 8 people signing up, with most of them couples, we said,
so were they from the dentist presentation that you gave?
From the dentist presentation.
That is, there were 8.
8. Mm-hmm. With their husbands, but anyway, so let's say 16 roughly. And then I said, something is totally wrong. We cannot do this program, such precious program, only for 8 people. And mm-hmm. we never estimate the power of one, but no, not for 8 people. We never underestimated
that, the power of one.
We always work with one person. We know the power of one, but I said, this is so precious. We need to somehow spread it. Mm-hmm. And what I did is that I just closed my eyes, literally. And I said to myself,
that was the sales strategy.
That was the marketing and sales strategy. And I said, who from the people I know, who needs this program right now? Mm-hmm. And I just watched who will appear on my radar, basically. Yep. And I called these people, and I think it was only 2 of them that didn't sign up. The rest
signed
up. What
did you tell them? What did you tell them?
What did I tell them? I just shared my own experience, mm-hmm. with the program, and I thought that and I told them that I've never seen anything like this before, mm-hmm. and I think and it was amazing that the response. They were really the right people. Like, you know, whatever gave me the information had the avatar in mind, because.
They know that when we say that we don't know anything similar
in the world,
they know because we have a global perspective, and mm-hmm. we touch lots of things, and we're
constantly learning and constantly following what's.
And it really sounds like that they trust you, right?
Yeah.
So otherwise, well, I guess it would have not worked. Yeah.
To be honest, some people I haven't been in touch for a very long time, but I knew them somehow. Some I knew better, some not so well. It was okay,
Just to understand there. So when you called him, was it like, so hey, you know, we started this program, I just want to share with you, or how did you package it?
Oh, the script. Yeah. I can't remember the script. I was just talking purely out of this energy that I thought of you. Mm-hmm. And this program is about this and this and this. It had the following benefits for me and Peter. I don't know whether this resonates, but I'm just calling because I thought of you. This was my genius.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. So making it about the person. Yeah.
It was without any pressure to sell. Mm-hmm. It was more about me sharing. And awesome. And the thing is that it was just so funny that I think 2 or 3 people were saying, it's so funny. I can't believe you're calling me right now. Because mm-hmm. one of the women, her husband had just had a heart attack, and she said, and he was 40 and they barely saved him, and they have a little kid, and he had a business that was giving him a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. And she said, if you had called me like 3 weeks ago, I would have said, leave me alone, you know, I don't care about this. But it was her time, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I called.
And now they're in a great health and shape, and now they're
totally. And then I called the other one of the other ladies in the group. She said, she was standing in Greece in the summer under the sun talking with me for 1 hour. Mm-hmm. She got sunburned.
Oh.
but she got into the program and she said, you know, I packed my bags. I'm telling you honestly, I packed my bags. I want to leave him. And they were really hugely successful in Bulgaria. And it was just heartbreaking to hear the story from her. And we haven't been in touch, but she said that she wanted to do it for herself and invited him to do it. So mm-hmm. he took part in the program, participated in the program as well. And they say it's a totally different life for them right now. So, you know, these kind of responses told mm-hmm. me that, you know, it was the right thing to do. So basically we had people who needed this exactly this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is a very good approach. So the question is if people don't know such people, mm-hmm. but this is, again, people I haven't been in touch with most of them for a long time, but I mustered the courage to give them a call and just share mm-hmm. what's in there. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. Some people are going to recognize it. Others will not. And mm-hmm. that's part of life. So I'm fine with this. But the thing is that the group that was shaped as a result of this, a very super, not very super powerful group of, well, what, 12 couples?
12 couples.
Well, 12 couples. We had 12 couples. Oh, this was like yeah. almost a dream come true. And it was, so, the energy was so powerful that mm. I was just so grateful every day for, calling them and forever power, whatever power gave me this insight, intelligence. Yeah.
And awesome. Just to imagine that mm-hmm. the CEO of the corporate client, there were two CEOs actually in this company, and the two mm-hmm. CEOs were in our program. And now the two CEOs are in their corporate program and they're doing it with the whole team. And they said in the last session to the whole team, guys, this program, you need to go 2 times because it's really, you understand different things on the second time.
the first time they miss a lot of things. Yeah. They hear part of the stuff that
and because on the love relationship workshop, we invited also world champions in dancing. A couple,
wow,
a Bulgarian world champion,
professional Latino dancer.
Who danced also with Miss World 2000
Miss Universe.
Miss Universe, yeah. We invited him to share with us the dynamic between the man and the woman and all that
the
stuff,
male and female, energy.
And what makes one relationship extraordinary. Mm-hmm. And we yeah. made a whole video, and maybe we can share it with you if you like in future when we make it in English. Mm-hmm. And today, because we also started dancing after that with Irina, and they started to come from another city to us for private lessons. And today this CEO called me and said, do you know, I also want to start dancing with my husband. He invited me. So give me the phone. So they will even have a totally new dimension of their love relationship now also through adding dance in their life.
Awesome. And the connection of the network that you are creating there as well, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is what we see is that really maybe the target people are very important mm. because when they're, for instance, from like now there were owners and there were entrepreneurs and CEOs, and then they start to connect on a very deeper level and to have a different level of trust. Mm-hmm. And then from that place of generosity, of place of integrity, they make different connections. And now even our community of a few couples started to meet through the month.
And it was their initiative.
It was not our initiative.
We wanted on purpose to stay away from initiating the get-togethers of the community. They started initiating it and we stayed away, and they invited us as guests, which was kind of nice.
Oh, great.
But it was interesting that the impulse, the energy came from them. Yeah. It was not us pushing, let's form a community. So and the thing is that at least in Bulgaria, people are looking for places for communities where they really can trust that what they share and like really trust people, like mm-hmm. what they share is gonna stay there and so on. And we saw that this is happening in this community, and also the conversation is not this surface conversation, because there are a lot of business communities, a ton of them.
We checked that even very spontaneously at every meeting, we somehow touch the 12 categories of life through the conversations. It's like they're happening very, very rich conversations when these people meet, and they are really going out of these meetings with lots of energy. But now what we see now is like the future of Lifebook, at least what we see is because we reflected a lot. We shared one interview even in the Lifebook Leaders community with one Ukrainian family that went through Bulgaria. And we were very provoked by the war in Ukraine. And I was thinking with Irina, and the interview was about the inner and the outer peace. The outer peace is an expression of the inner peace.
We wanted to have a different conversation, not like a political conversation or, a conversation like any other about the war, who was right, who was wrong. We didn't care about this. We wanted a deeper conversation because the outer peace starts with the inner peace. It doesn't start anywhere else.
And even the woman, Natasha, she met Dalai Lama, and the Dalai Lama shared with them that, there'll be peace in the country, in Ukraine and other countries, if there's love, compassion, and kind-heartedness. Mm-hmm. And we thought that we were thinking that through 12 categories of life, actually we are bringing really consciousness and peace into every category. Because in health, I had a war with myself. In emotions, what I'm doing with all these emotions. With spiritual life, it's actually coming into our inner peace. With love relationship, do we have more peace in our relationship,
among ourselves,
and with our kids or with our career, and how I'm bringing peace even through my career, through the way I'm doing my career.
Are we dictatorial with our kids and with our partner, or we're more conversational?
And we thought that even now, in order to popularize in Bulgaria, we will create a challenge. No 20-day challenge or 10-day challenge or 30-day challenge, where we can make small videos, 5 minutes, like that will be our marketing maybe for the next time, to spread the word how we create more peace within each of our categories. And really going through these reactions of the amygdala, which says, okay, fight, flight, or freeze, or whatever. How we can make what we say more conscious decisions with our prefrontal cortex here, and really be conscious about our choices, whether it's in health, whether it's in emotions, whether it's in love relationship or parenting.
And building up the resources to actually get out of the amygdala and into the...
To make this shift inside, and then this can impact... our children and all over. And this is maybe our next marketing strategy to attract more people, but really provoking more people to think how we can create more peace within ourselves, and to be more lovable to ourselves, and to be more compassionate, as the Dalai Lama says, to ourselves. And out of that, because we saw one quote of the Dalai Lama who says, you cannot be compassionate to the world if you're not first compassionate to yourself. And I believe Lifebook is absolutely about that. Really loving yourself 12-dimensionally. And out of that, it's so natural. Now we are doing it with our kids. We have a month with our kids now for each category. Health month, emotional month. And
we do a vision board and we talk about things.
So our kids, they are 6 years old and nine years old. They absolutely love it. We make amazing. A happy sandwich in emotional category and so on and so on. So, but that wouldn't happen if we, as an example, didn't integrate it.
With our children, we treat them a little bit like guinea pigs. You know, we experiment with a lot of things that we, with everything.
At least you do it consciously, right?
Absolutely consciously, yes.
Yeah, I mean, not from an ambition perspective, but really from a more humble perspective. Of really, as Dr. Shefali says, being like spiritual teachers to them, not like parents, but really... creating the environment from a vulnerable place, even. I say from a vulnerable because the last time in intellectual category, I didn't tell them, okay, guys, I will teach you something in this month. I asked them, guys, do you like you to teach me something this month? Wow. And they were so happy because our girl said, I want to teach you puzzles. Our boy said, I want to teach you to count in Japanese till 10 and all that. So
look at this.
And then they very naturally they said, okay, so do you want me now to teach me? And Eleonora, who is six, she said, would you teach me now to read books? And that was amazing collaboration between parents and kids. I mean, amazing.
Also to tap into, okay, what's the interest? What do they want to learn, right? So when she was asking you, do you teach me not to read?
She was asking me. It's awesome.
We experiment a lot with them. And that's why we are very confident. This gives us additional confidence that it's not something, this is not.
It's not a program, American program.
It's not an American program. It's not something that works just for us somehow. It's something that we apply now for all our life with our clients, with our kids, and works everywhere. And we started with our kids. We even taught them about the amygdala and the prefrontal cortex since they were, Eleonora was 4 years old, but in a playful way, you know?
Yeah.
Devil and the angel and all that stuff.
So it's just, you know, and that gives us a lot of confidence when we sell the program. Because this is not in everything we do, but in this case about Lifebook, that this is something that works with our children, and we see the progress that they're making.
Yeah, so
this is not something like just for me to indulge or something that's about my personal life, but I somehow feel very guilty. I want to focus on work. Don't leave me alone, you know. No, this is something that
it's our life. This is
bigger
our life
than you. It's about your full
it's
life.
It's holistic, huh? Yeah, it's not just a part of it. No, it's holistic. Yeah, for sure. This is so
really
amazing to hear.
Yeah.
Definitely. I was wondering, to slowly wrap up, is there anything that you would say you would do differently next time when you're launching the program? Or yeah, you already touched upon this a little bit, but maybe something that you want to share with the other leaders that's important for you around the project and or around the Lifebook Premium?
Peter,
I would maybe for the marketing, I would give myself more time. Even we were thinking, we believe that this format allows us even to attract more people and still they to feel it personally with breakout sessions and all that stuff. We can facilitate that. We can facilitate this, I think, even with more than 50 people.
Maybe just to clarify what is the format, we do it currently online. And we do it in sessions of 4 hours.
Yeah, you said, and maybe it can be even five if we want more conversations with the breakout sessions. And the whole point is that I would love to see how this impacts more people. And then we can keep even the price a little bit lower. We believe that maybe we can start making each month I don't know if more frequently, but at least each month a session. Maybe there will be one more free session where we acknowledge all the people to say to themselves, okay, what I did on my 12 categories of life already, and they to see that this is something very organic, very real. And then we to tell them, okay, wait for the program, which is at this and this date. And this way to make it at least 4 or 5 times and then to collect more people, out of which to channel these people to the program. This is one thing that we, exactly as we did it with the corporate client. First, we had some warm up for that. They paid for that warm up. It was not for free, but we can have some free initiatives for the market. We might have some one session, something just they to pay just to have this responsibility. And out of that really to go to the premium. So I would increase the content marketing really, and in the content marketing this might be like 5-10 minutes video max, where we were really like communicating in a very authentic way how to bring more whatever love, compassion, peace, whatever in our category, in our life.
Awesome.
And I would say that for me, it goes back again to the ideal client, who the ideal client is.
Mm-hmm.
What's the avatar of your client? And because we were not so clear about that, and because we mix the groups, generally we keep them separate, like the dentists and the CEOs, we don't mix them. And now we had dentists, we had CEOs, we had business owners, and we had other people who were neither of that.
Mm-hmm.
So something in, like they had different jobs. So this was a little bit, at least for us, it was a little bit confusing. Maybe we like to have a very clear avatar. This is mixing things a little bit about the price, about how you communicate it. Although I was communicating at a very personal level, so it's not about your what's your position. But I think to be very, very clear what the target is, what are the characteristics of the avatar, the ideal client. And in our case, what emerged out of this experience with the open group, I would say that we're looking for the ideal clients for us. For this program are either business owners like dentists or other businesses and CEOs,
mm-hmm.
Meaning people who can afford to pay this program because of the pricing that we've put.
We will put.
And now yeah. The price is not for everybody,
mm-hmm.
Really, but for a specific group of people. And then also to be, I think that the most important criteria for the ideal clients is people to be willing to go through this process, to be conscious enough to want it.
Mm-hmm. To commit.
And to commit, it's not even so much of a question whether they've worked on themselves, although we've saw that. It's much better. The people who were aware, who had personal development, who worked on themselves, they were the ones that got to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Except one. But otherwise, I would say that the drive to work on yourself, the drive to perfect yourself, the drive to develop is what's the most important thing that I would be looking in a potential client.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have that, even if they don't have the money, they will find it. So the money is not going to be an issue, you know, mm-hmm. Because people are in different situations at all times. So this is my, and this also, this commitment and this drive, what we notice is what gives them the energy to go through such a process. It's 12 categories. It's all your life. To have the patience, the stamina, and the courage to look at honestly at yourself and your own life.
Mm-hmm.
I think that requires a specific type of courage, really, of a person
to go
and look at this.
Even if we keep this price, let's say, as by now, we can add something at the beginning a little bit in order to increase the profit and to increase the commitment from their side. And also we'll add 50% for the second person in their own couples, because mm-hmm. in this way, we are not in a position to save the couple. Mm-hmm. If they want, it's okay. If they don't want, it's okay.
Yeah.
And of course, we'll share with them that it will be more fruitful if they're both of them. But in this way, there'll be more balance. Mm-hmm. This is what we see in the mm-hmm. relationship. And we are opening our door to our personal life. This is the most precious thing that that nobody shares in the field here. And everybody can coach, everybody can teach, but really to share your experiences, which are sometimes vulnerable, not everybody is ready for that. And we want to share with them, with our example, that this is what is really valuable.
And we want people who are able to see that and to appreciate it and to use it. The most important is for them to take the best out of this whole thing, this combination of John, the tremendous work that John and Missy have already done, and our facilitation, so that they catalyze, so they accelerate their own life. This is the whole point for them to use it, because if they just go through the program, you know, and it was a nice program, who cares? I mean, we don't want that
result. But we want more.
We want
this.
Them to accelerate. And mm-hmm. when we meet in a year or in a month, that they say that they're in a different place. So that's the whole point.
And we want more to see, as this architect said, now I will make our, after this program, different buildings in Bulgaria. I want to make the most beautiful buildings in Bulgaria. Yeah. Or it's like the CEO of the financial company said, okay, I will involve all my financial team. And
in preparation for the economic crisis.
And you can see that they start to switch off and to switch on. And one of the employees said, for the first time, I start to behave with my kid on a different way because of the program. Another person said, we are a financial company, but for the first time, we understood that we were quite provoked by the personal finance thinking. Mm-hmm. And we understood that first need to improve personally, and then we can even support even more people around us. And they are supporting really millions of people. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing to see these transformational changes.
It's
actually
very transformational.
Yeah.
It's very transformational because even for this CEO of the financial company, it was just interesting that, you know, they shared, you know, we are a finance company and we are in the finance industry. Hello, we are. Mm-hmm. They know it, you know, they're in it.
Yeah.
And at the same time, personal
finance. They're actually debt collectors and they know the pain from not managing their business
well.
Is stepping on them.
Yeah.
And now they said, but it's really a new transformation needs to come into the financial world because nobody's really managing his money.
But they were personally provoked that their own finances were not that much in order as they thought after going through the finance category. So it's enlightening on many, 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 many levels.
So this is the transformation we're looking. And what one thing last I will do the next time again, sometimes just as a reflection to people to relate, okay, this is the category, how this impacts my business even. And one thing that we noticed that there are lots of programs in the business, high performance, whatever. Mm-hmm. But here we are talking about different dimension. We're talking that just from health, if you start working with health in a proper way, we can increase our performance at least 2-3 times, not 20-30%, 2-3 times. Then emotional category, again, 2-3 times. Again, character, 2-3 times. And this is like cumulative effect that can bring even businesses and organizations to totally new level. And this is really about true high performance. I would call hyper performance.
Oh, nice one.
So this is what we're talking about. And this is, I believe, that we need to put more energy now and continue doing this work, actually, of sharing.
Awesome. I just want to add one more thing. I think John said it somewhere. I can't remember exactly his words, but what I've discovered and what I've been thinking recently is that it's a huge mistake now that, you know, we have this interview with you, that I think it's a huge mistake to sell, to offer this program as a personal development program, you mm-hmm. know. I think that there should be another frame and every leader needs to find their own frame that's appropriate and fits their niche or fits their ideal client.
Which is the operating system of the whole life.
Yeah, simply put. But we found ours that this is the foundation of any sustainable business, you know, for our CEO clients.
And we say, in order to manage sustainably your business, you need first to manage yourself. In order to manage sustainably your team, if you're a leader, you need to manage first yourself. It's like an old saying, like you cannot manage others if you don't manage yourself. But really through Livebook, you understand what does it mean to manage yourself, because by now it was just a quote. Exactly. Now it's a...
What self? Five categories. What self? Which part of the self?
It's absolutely real. Yes, absolutely.
So this is really, really important to find a different frame. Because personal development puts you in a, I think, in a box. Mm-hmm. Maybe many people won't agree with this, but I think that puts you in a box that can drive prices to a certain level down most of the times. And unless you have a lot of confidence in yourself and what you deliver, people won't be able to sell it and to, you know, at the level and the value that the program itself provides. So it should be something about your lifestyle, or find a metaphor like ours that it's the operating system or the foundation of any sustainable, successful business. And at the end of the day, what's the use of being hyper successful at work if your marriage is falling apart, or if you haven't talked to your kids for the last 20 years and they're terribly introverted, like one of our clients said, you know? So, you know, give it to the clients through their pain points and their gain points. You know, what is their current pain? And COVID helped us, helped a lot of the pain emerge. So there is a lot of pain out there right now. And then, you know, offer it and position it through the gains that people will get out of this.
I will summarize very shortly, actually. It's really about leading ourselves in a totally chaotic world and coming to an inner peace, to our own center. And out of that, really wisely managing all that is happening. And if COVID came to raise our awareness and to teach us that health is really important, now inflation is coming to tell us that our financial health is important. And now the war in Ukraine reminds us that actually our peace is important, to awaken is important. So all that is really bringing lessons, and we need to center ourselves. And Lifebook is really giving us the possibility to center ourselves in this absolutely, I cannot say dynamic, but really volatile time. And with this, I had the last time I had one insight that because I was putting the category of child, of parenting, somehow a little bit aside. And finally, because first I work with love relationship, I worked with money, I worked with health. But when I brought also parenting, I understood it's not just me giving. Then this category gave me so much energy that it started to impact my job, my work. And for the first time I saw as a metaphor, like when I was not working with a category, it was like a dark room. And when I start putting consciousness into that, it's like bringing energy and everything starts to evolve. And from that place, there's totally different dimension of life and ease. And my final words are that in this time, we're not living already in the information age, we're living in the wisdom age. And in this wisdom age, we need to connect more with ourselves and with our wisdom, and out of that place to operate. And we have no chance. Either we will go down now or we'll go up, but there will be no middle because the inflation is very fierce. All this stuff is very fierce. So either we choose to go into our peaceful state, and but we need also mindset. And the mindset for that is Lifebook. This is what we see. And the good thing is that we don't teach it. Everyone finds it for himself.
Fully.
So this is our last words that we believe that.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's so interesting that you touch upon the operating system. I don't know if you talk with Nika, but we were also talking about operating system quite a lot the last time. So it's an awesome metaphor, really making true. And I love how you were just sharing to really use the language of your target audience and really getting into that. And fully agree, Peter, we need to be in this peaceful state in order to receive the lessons. Otherwise it will just be a burden, but when we receive the lessons as lessons, then
One final thing, and it's a tale that maybe you know it, about something about peace and what Lifebook as a program gives us, this inner peace and inner core that is so stable whatever happens, even if, you know, stones are falling from the sky, that we are stable and calm. So one Zen master went to his student and said, draw me a picture of peace. And, you know, his student started drawing, and he drew a little bird singing peacefully and happily on a branch, and the sun is shining. And the Zen master said, no, this is not peace. draw again. And he started drawing again. And then he showed it after, at the end, he showed it to the Zen master. And Zen master looked at it. And what the picture was, the drawing was, again, a little bird singing peacefully, but it was on a branch in the middle of the winter, in the middle of a storm, horrific storm, but it was peaceful and singing happily. Wow. So basically, this is, I would say, a very beautiful metaphor for what the Livebrook program gives us, this peaceful core that will help us go through any tsunami that's coming our way.
Yeah.
It might be not peaceful at the very beginning. It might be overwhelming. But when you go through that, then we even say to our people and participants, you even might need 1, 2, even 3 years, but the whole mechanism, when it starts to build, you can have immediate results, but it's about all your life. And if it takes 1, 2, 3 years to all the mechanisms to start moving, you can see that it's really going to another direction.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much for this. One last question from my side as well. Would it be okay that other leaders reach out to you just in case they have questions, and would you be willing to answer some questions?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Sure,
yeah, absolutely.
We can also do. We are very open to clarify things, because maybe in the conversation.
And to exchange ideas and to share, absolutely.
People may have additional questions. We can have another call, for example, if more people gather and want to ask us directly. Mm-hmm. So we can elaborate on some of the things that we just mapped out here.
And they can even see now in the interview with the Ukrainian family, how even in that shocking event, which is war in Ukraine, they were talking, you can touch almost every category of life. Mm-hmm. And you can sense that if you have clarity in your mind, you are a lot more adaptable, flexible, agile, whatever. If you really not have this mindset, we can be too slow for the changes that are happening now. Yeah.
And as people who we've been focusing on business and, you know, on coaching CEOs for their businesses, I can with all my heart, I can say that Livebook is the program that gives an amazing, I would say, unparalleled opportunity right now to serve our clients at a very, I would say, deep level, but it's also very structured, very logical.
For the mind is perfect.
Let me tell you that men had a lot of resistance during that program when, you know, especially when they were in couples and women brought them through the program. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, they were kind of skeptical in the beginning, you know, don't touch me kind of behavior. Yeah. But then I think that it's extremely powerful the way John and Missy structured the program. Okay. It's very logical. It's has a natural flow in it. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that nobody's pushing any content over on you. Mm-hmm. It's allowing for your own wisdom to look at things as they are, and your own wisdom to tell you what to do and whether what's your next obvious step, as we call it.
Exactly.
So I think that's a tremendous benefit and amazing, how to put it, like something that is truly significantly totally different from anything else on the market, because most of the programs are giving you what to do.
Yeah.
They're giving you recipes. And this is giving you a recipe without giving you a recipe.
This is operating system.
You write your own recipe. Exactly.
And you put the application for yourself. Yeah.
So I think that's extremely powerful. And it's a unique opportunity for us to serve our clients better. And we have, I personally feel we have a responsibility. Even sometimes when I say, okay, in Bulgaria, this price, you know, we're probably crazy. How should I sell this? How would I do this? Blah, blah, blah. And all this, you know, stuff that goes in our mind. And, you know, what I remind myself is that I'm of service. I'm helping these people. I'm not pushing the next product onto them, you know. This is not the next cup that is manufactured and somewhere and I'm just pushing it.
And our responsibility is also to make it profitable and to understand that the highest value, the highest form of coaching is actually sharing our real experience, not pushing it to the people, but sharing, opening the door to our personal life, That's huge value, and this needs to have a price. This is our responsibility, and from that commitment really to support other people to make their transformational changes on the way, and we to grow with them. And so that's why we are so grateful also to John, because we are so resonating with his approach. He to stand with his own center and Missy, but at the same time provoke you to think about your own center. Mm-hmm. And this is absolutely so much needed, because this is totally in opposite to the communist regime in the past 30 years ago, where someone was pushing you something to you and now
and telling you what's right for
and what's right for you. And now this is you what is was really actually missing, and we believe it's the next level of democracy, where you're the role model, you're the example, and through that shining through you this light, and then provoking the other person to think about himself. So really, really thank you to John and Missy. Thank you to all the community. And thank you really to you that allowing us to share all this.
Yeah, and I'm so glad. I'm so glad we took the time. And thank you so much for sharing your light. I'm super, super happy that, you know, you are in the community, that you are pushing Lifebook, and you are making such a change in Bulgaria and with this in the world. I mean, it has the ripple effect. We talked about it. So yeah, thank you for sharing your wisdom and your experiences with us. And with this, I'm closing the interview for now.
Thank you, Alina.
Thank you, Alina. And let's just not forget what the last words of Buddha were: shine your light and share it with the world. So let's just shine our own light, share it with the world, and help other people shine and share as well.
Yeah, these were his last words. Yeah.
Let's shine on.
Thank you.
That's for sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.